Hello, it's the 26th of March, 2019, and today we have the Queen of Rods or Wands or Clubs and the World and Ten of Coins. Happiness is the best revenge. I apologize for typing that word. It looks so angry. And this, if anything, is the opposite of that. You may not think in terms of winning or losing a revenge or seethe with jealousy at someone else's life, happiness, good fortune, and very existence, but someone else sure does, or rather, did. In the past position, and don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out, is the Queen of Wands, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, reversed. If anybody can smile in your face while plotting your murder in their head, it's this bitch. But let's look at another possibility in order to not give her any more column inches, as they say, than she deserves. But he or she was probably someone important in our life at one time, or she wouldn't be there. This woman was so fucked up, we know she has to have serious problems of her own, painfully lacking confidence and self-esteem, that probably go back to her own mother. So let's leave it and her at that. The Queen of Fire may have burnt herself down to the ground. In the past position, you may have just plain old burned hot, fast, and out. This could have been from taking too much on oneself for whatever reason and or being unable to delegate. Loud, proud, and difficult, there he or she goes. Good luck to her. The World has turned, and in the present position is the final card of the Major Arcana, the World, Destiny. It's a beautiful card in the Morgan Greer deck, the dancer in space, torso wrapped in a purple garment that flows around him or her like silk. Framed in a giant oval of green leaves tied at the top with a giant red ribbon that forms an X, the Roman numeral for 10, this is the Big Ten, the card of the perfect end of an era. It's a card of complete happiness, of having figured it out, at least for oneself. The harmonizing of in here with out there, that is, celebrating who and where you are in the world and what you've done, the mark you have made. You are at peace with it. Amazing. Look at what you have accomplished. The future is as good as it gets in terms of wealth, security, and inheritance, as we have in the future position, the big money card, the Ten of Coins or Earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. It needs to be said that each of those words mean entirely different things to different people. Wealth, security, inheritance, and fulfillment. This is waking up and not believing your good luck, basically. This is it, and you worked hard for it, right? Unfamiliar with this sense of wholeness and accomplishment, the dancer of the World card looks like they're trying to keep their balance, getting used to this unbearable lightness of being, assisted by two short wands held in each hand that look like the knitting needles with which to knit nice long strands of DNA. And so the dream was and is real.